I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Monday, August 2nd, 2010. Google has been so successful in internet search that the name has become a synonym for search. You Google something. You don't Bing something. You don't Alta Vista some information. But just because Google's on top now doesn't mean it'll stay there forever. John Battelle is one of the founders of Wired magazine. He's written extensively about search in a book and his own popular search blog. He says our search appetite is changing.
We expect far more and demand far more from search than we ever did before. We almost expect it to start acting like a really close friend who understands us really well and can give us a recommendation of just the right thing for us. And in order to do that, you simply break how search was built, because search was not set up to consume the kind of information that would allow questions like the ones we're posing to be answered.
Facebook thinks it might have a better approach. It wants to create a more human search structure through something known as social search, relying on people's opinions instead of Google's traditional mathematical approach. Again, John Battelle.
More often than not, the way that we gain knowledge or wisdom, which are sort of the stacks above data and information, is that we work with people. We ask someone who we know has interacted with this area that we're trying to learn about, and we say, hey, I'm thinking about buying a car. I see you bought a Mustang. Do you like it? And we will give credence to that person over a million Google results every day of the week.
So this is what Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook's been talking about recently, the future of the web being the social web. Does that put a company like Facebook in the driver's seat in terms of how we're going to search?
Well, it's not that you really need one or the other. You actually need both and more. So, you need the scale, the sort of ability to consume, digest, and project the web in real time, which is what Google does. And then you need the layer of what are my friends doing? What do they like? We don't actually have yet a map of how you interact with those two in combination. If I put in 2011 Ford Mustang into Google, and that query doesn't just go to Google's computers, but becomes an IM, an instant message, on a computer of someone who's a friend of a friend who Facebook happens to know owns that car or is in the market for that car or has been doing research about that car. Creating that model is what's next.
It sounds like that concept of search is going to be demanding more out of me. I mean, if I'm getting a query about some car I may have recently bought, that's making me a more active participant in what's going on.
By the way, that is the same complaint of every technology, which at its essence has a social component, is initially people see it as a disruption or a problem. So what, you're going to put something in my home and it's going to ring and I have to pick it up, right? Or, you're going to give me a box where people can send me messages and they pile up and I have to answer them, right? And I think that there's this core essence, which search has lacked and social has, which is this concept of social capital. You don't have to answer that question if it pops up on your machine or on your mobile device. But if you do, you gain social currency. And gaining social currency is something we seem hardwired to do as human beings.
That's search guru John Battelle. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. General Motors is betting big on the Chevy Volt, their plug-in hybrid electric car set to debut in November. GM has announced it's increasing production of the vehicle from 30,000 to 45,000 cars. The internet will now be riding in the New York City subway. The city announced plans to wire subway tunnels and trains for Wi-Fi and cell phone service. It will take years to roll out, so if you want coverage right away, forget about it. Producer Larissa Anderson is here, and I guess you have some vacation news today.
Yeah, because I know you're planning on going to suborbital space soon, John.
I'd like to.
Well, so now you can reserve a spot on a plane called the X-Core Lynx.
What will this kind of flight cost me? I am kind of budget conscious.
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
$95,000.
Ooh, ouch.
But, John, you have to keep in mind that includes 4 days of training and a stay in a 5-star hotel.
Okay, well, so let's pretend I actually have that money and that I've decided that this was a good way to spend it. When do we leave?
Maybe 2012, but the date hasn't been fixed yet. And if you reserve your seat, you have to give them a deposit of $20,000.
Okay, but there better be a really good movie on board. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.